welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns, the first Old Time Radio Daily Western podcast that brings you a show from the 1930s through the 1960s. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today is March 9th, 2010. On today's episode, we're going to have The Cisco Kid. Original air date is February 12th, 1953, and the title is The Feud. Hope you guys enjoy.
Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Feud. As the word spread throughout the great Southwest that the famous Cisco Kid was always ready to help the deserving, the calls for his assistance increased. Not always did these calls come from the poor, the sick, and the needy. Frequently, they came from bank presidents and the heads of big companies. And if the cause was worthy, Cisco and his faithful companion Pancho responded. Opposed to Cisco, as a rule, were such men as Link McCann and Doc Moran, who, as our story opens, are at work with sledge and crowbar ripping a couple of rails from the railroad right-of-way.
Need a couple more, Doc, and I guess we can pry loose.
I ought to do it, Link.
Now let me get this crowbar working. That makes two of them out, Doc.
Ooh, I ain't hankering to do no more work as hard as that.
You won't have to, Doc. Once we get our hands on that gold, the train's carrying ease.
Nobody will ever suspect you of holding up the train, Link. You've been a law-abiding stage owner in Cactus Flats for nigh on to 5 years now.
Give me a hand with this here rail, Doc. Let's pull it clear loose.
All right. Now.
That'll do it.
Kind of dangerous to wreck the train right here, only a mile out of Cactus Flats.
Oh, ain't gonna wreck the train, Doc. Gonna have a station agent, Mart Franks, flag it down at the depot.
Well, and what's the idea of going to all this work?
Just in case something might go wrong. That train's a gold special. She ain't supposed to stop at Cactus Flats. So if she don't stop for some reason, she'll stop here, sudden. Come on, Doc. That special's due pretty soon.
Yeah.
Let's get to the depot and do our other job.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, I'd like to ride in this baggage cart. Pancho, I'd like to ride in the train.
Oh, we'll be in Cactus Flats soon, amigo. Then we can leave the train. Pancho, why are you looking out the open door?
Pancho wanted to see what's coming, Cisco. Aye, Cisco, Cisco.
What now, Pancho?
He come a telegraph pull, Cisco. He come right at us.
Ah, Pancho's not going to hear us.
He look, Cisco. He come right at us. Oh, santo, santo. Pancho, cover up
his eyes. There's no danger of those telegraph poles hitting us. His train runs on a track, Pancho, and has to follow the track.
Yes, Cisco know everything, but just the same, Pancho not trust these poles. Pancho don't understand why we're on this train anyway.
I explained that to you, amigo. We are here because our good friend, Senor Marston of the railroad, asked us to stand guard over this gold up through the pass.
And they hold up the train in the pass, Cisco?
We're already over the pass. But Senor Marston was afraid someone might attempt a hold-up.
Senor Marston got a conductor on this train.
See, a conductor who is also the baggage man on this special. His name is Foster Blake.
Where is Senor Blake now, Cisco?
He went back in the other car, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
We're here also to watch him.
Why?
Because Senor Marston is not sure of him.
Then why Senor Marston put him on this train with all these gold?
Oh, he is honest enough, Senor Marston says. He has good qualities. But he's not quite sure that he could be depended upon.
Uh-huh.
And so Senor Marston wanted us to see if we think he will make a good, responsible railroad man.
Mm-hmm.
Careful, Pancho, here it comes.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're getting off at Cape Desplanche, eh, Cisco?
Si, senor.
Well, I'm under orders not to stop the train there. But we'll slow down enough so you and Pancho can step off.
Gracias, senor. I see you have buckled on your gun, Senor Blake.
Yeah. Ever hear of an hombre called Link McCann, Cisco?
Link McCann. See, the name is familiar. He's from Cactus Flats, is he not?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. But I've had this run through Cactus Flats twice before, Cisco. Each time I've spotted an hombre on the depot platform who looks enough like Link McCann to be his brother.
And why does that fact cause you to wear guns, senor?
Because Link and I both come from the Tennessee Mountains. Before he left, 5 years ago, he shot and killed my brother.
Oh, that is very bad, senor. Why did he do that?
Our families have feuded for years, Cisco.
Oh, I see. But do not forget, Senor Blake, that you have the responsibility of these gold, $75,000 worth.
Oh, I ain't forgetting. But when me and Link come face to face, it's going to be either him or me. And I don't reckon it'll be me.
Now, remember, Doc, after we talk with the station agent, you're going to take over, see?
Sure, I know.
So watch how he does things so as you can act like a station agent.
Listen, Link, I can bluff anything through.
All right, but watch. Now, come on. Howdy, Mark.
I'll be right with you, Link. Yeah, I take care of that. Big bosses keep checking for me to let them know when the special goes through.
How soon she do, Mart?
Oh, a couple more minutes.
Say, tell me, how do you flag down a train?
Well, I ain't got much time right now, Link.
Oh, you can take a second. Come on, show us.
Well, you take these here, see? And you swing them like this so the engineer can see them good and plain.
You got that, Doc?
Yep.
Oh, one thing more, Mart. If this train was carrying gold, and if there was some reason it couldn't get past Cactus Flats, what would the company do about that gold?
Well, there ain't no reason for a train not getting through.
Well, I said if.
Oh, I don't know. I'd probably telegraph Marston back in St. Joe, and he'd probably telegraph back to carry the gold by stage over the mountain to Junction City.
Marston, St. Joe, huh? You better write that down, Doc.
Yeah, I got it.
What are you driving at, Link?
I'm driving at this.
Hey, Link, you gone crazy? Put away that...
That fixes him, Link.
Give me a hand here, Doc. Let's drag him into this cloud.
Yeah.
Hurry up. Here comes the train. Now listen, Doc. You write out a telegram and sign it, Marston.
Yeah.
And get out there with them flags and stop the train.
What you want the telegram to say, Link?
Have Marston order the gold hauled by stage to Junction City,
yeah.
Just as March said. Give the telegram to the conductor and tell him you found out about them rails being gone a couple hours ago.
Long enough to get through to Marston, huh?
That's it. You catch on dying. Real nice, Doc. Real nice. Now get busy.
What are you going to be doing, Link?
I'll be getting the stage ready to lug that gold. Howdy, Sheriff.
Howdy, Link. You act like you was in a hurry.
That's right. There's a couple of rails up east of town.
Oh, that so? How come?
I don't know. Engines, probably. But anyway, a special's coming through with gold aboard, and Mort asked me to haul it by stage over to Junction City. Now, would you swear me in as a deputy?
I don't know, Link.
Well, I got a good reputation around here, Sheriff. You know that. All I want is legal protection for this job. If anybody tries any monkey business, I want the authority to put them under arrest.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'll be all right. Raise your right hand. Repeat after me.
Well, we are almost in now, Pancho. See? Train is slowing down so that we can jump off.
Pancho not get off this train too soon. And Pancho want to get back to Loco.
Our horses are in Cactus Flats waiting for us, amigo.
Uh-huh.
Well, she slows way down, Cisco. If you don't, you might get hurt.
Oh, we will wait, Senor Blake. Oh, someone is on the platform up ahead.
See, Cisco, he's waving little flags at us. And Pancho wave back at him. Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
Let me see now. Hey, he's flagging us to stop.
What is the reason for that, Senor?
I don't know.
What about your orders not to stop?
I can't go through that signal, Cisco. Something must have hit, and I'll find out in a minute.
See?
It's good to be on the ground again, Cisco. And Pancho get very sick of dodging all these poles and trees and mountains what come with us.
Si, Pancho.
Go to our horses now, Cisco.
Now, wait a moment, Pancho. Let us find out the reason for the train being flagged to a stop.
Now, what's the idea, mister?
Orders from Marston.
You ain't the regular station agent here.
That's right, I ain't.
Mort went home sick. I took over for him. Better read that telegram. Reason is a couple of rails are up.
By stage, eh?
May I also see that telegram, Senor Blake?
Well, sure, Cisco. No reason why not. Well, I better go get a stage, I guess.
Already arranged. There it is now, coming up the street.
Well, what's that brother got a kerchief over his nose and mouth for?
You're kind of new to these parts, ain't you?
Never mind, then. What's the idea?
Dust.
See, that is not unusual, Senor Blake. Most of the stage drivers out here wear that protection against the alkali dust.
All right, then, if you say so, Cisco. Well, I sure ain't looking forward to this trip, but it's my job to get that gold to Junction City.
Would you like Pancho and me to ride escort with the stage, Senor?
No, thanks, Cisco. You've done your job.
Well, we'll be happy to go with you.
No, I'll take it over from here on.
Just as you say, Senor. Since you have no further need for us, Pancho and I will be on our way. Adios. Come, Pancho.
So long, Cisco. Hey, let me have that telegram back, will you? I better show it to the engineer.
Everything going all right, Doc?
Sure. I took in that conductor all right.
Good.
Now you join me as we start up the mountain.
And we...
Hey. That conductor. What about him?
Well, that's Foster Blake. Well, this drive is going to be a pleasure in more ways than one.
We got up this way, Cisco. Why the big rush?
I'm anxious to have a look at those rails, Pancho.
To fix the rails, Cisco?
No, we don't fix them. That is for the railroad to do, amigo.
Uh-huh.
I merely want to have a look at them. Ah, there's the place, Pancho.
Oh,
there.
Oh, Logo, there's the place.
It's a good thing the train did not try to pass over to this place. It would have been wrecked.
See, and that tree would have hit it.
Let us see. Someone pulled those rails up, Pancho.
What for, Cisco? Why they do this?
I do not know.
Huh?
May have been because they wanted to wreck the train.
Wreck the train?
Still, this is no place to wreck a train if they wanted to rob it.
Uh-huh.
It's too close to town and too much in the open.
Yeah.
Those footprints and horse prints means that two hombres were here. Come, Pancho. We'll follow these tracks.
Pancho, glad to do anything now you have that train.
Come on, up the other
guy. Go. Cisco, these tracks lead back the way we just come.
That is what I half expected, Pancho.
Cisco know who do these?
No, I do not.
Huh?
But I did not like the looks of that station agent, amigo.
Ah.
Also, I did not like his story about the other station agent suddenly getting sick. Hey, Pancho.
See?
These tracks are leading back to that depot. I think we'd better get there just as fast as we can.
Pancho thinks Cisco not want to go with that stage in the gold.
That was because I wanted that station agent to believe we had no further interest in that gold.
Oh.
Come, Pancho. Up, Chavo, here.
Go.
As yet, Cisco doesn't know that station agent Mort Franks was shot and killed. Nor does he know that Foster Blake's sworn enemy, Link McCann, is to drive the stage on which Blake will carry the gold. In just a moment, we'll return to our exciting story of The Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Feud. When Foster Blake, conductor baggage man of the special train traveling east and carrying $75,000 in gold, was forced to stop the train at Cactus Flats, he didn't know that Link McCann, the man who killed Blake's brother, had planned it that way through torn up rails and a faked telegram in order to get the gold. Even more, Blake doesn't know that the man sitting beside him and driving the stage is his enemy. For Link is wearing a kerchief over his nose and mouth as protection against the dust. But Link well knows who his passenger is. Now...
You might as well put down that rifle, mister. Ain't nobody gonna hold up this stage.
How do you know?
Because nobody knows we've got gold in this here boot.
Well, just the same, I'll hang on to this rifle. I'm responsible for that gold.
Suit yourself. You're new out in this country, ain't you?
Yeah, more or less. Say, you sound a lot like an hombre that comes from my neck of the woods.
That so?
I've noticed that ever since I first heard you talk. Man named Link McCann.
Well, you ain't the first one that told me I sounded like Link.
Oh, you know him, Lynn?
Sure, I know him. Know him about as well as anybody else. They tell me I look like him, too.
You anxious to meet up with Link?
I sure am.
Well, maybe you'll have a chance for long.
Hey, here comes the rider.
It's all right. Take it easy with that shooting iron. I know him.
Well, who is he?
Whoa!
Sure, it's the station agent.
Yeah, that's right. Everything's hunky-dory, Doc.
So I see, Link.
Link? Link? Are you Link McCain?
Get your hands up or this gun will go off in your ribs. Now get him up.
Oh, I should have known it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, get down on the ground. Come on, Pronto. Doc, get a rope on him.
Yeah, sure will, Link.
Just get his hands behind his back.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you'd like to have a look at me, Blake. Remember me?
Yeah, I remember you. You shot down my brother from ambush. You didn't dare to stand up and fight him.
Shut up, you. I'll get up in front of them horses and walk up the trail. Go on.
All right. You got me now, but if I get away
you
from you, Link...
You ain't getting away. Now, get up front. You're walking up this mountain.
What's the plan, Link?
If he makes a break for it, and I hope he does, I'll shoot him down. As a deputy, I can do that and be covered by the law if anybody should come along. He tried to get away with a gold, see?
Mm-hmm. And if he don't make a break for it?
Then we drop him off one of them high ledges, Doc. 2,000 feet down. Get moving, Blake!
Yeah!
Poncho, not see anyone at the station, Cisco.
Hey, Poncho, there's no one here.
Poncho, I think this is a good way to run a railroad, Cisco. The station agent go away and leave the station open.
I doubt if that hombre worked for the railroad, Poncho. Wait.
Fella.
There's a dark stain on the floor near that door.
Hmm. Cisco opened the door, no?
See, Poncho.
Uh-huh.
Stand back.
I stand back.
We do not know what is behind that door. It may be that... Madre mia. Look, Pancho.
Santo Pancho, look. He's dead, Cisco.
Si. He is the station agent, amigo. Uh-huh. I remember seeing him here before.
Cisco, someone come.
Whoa!
Oh, the sheriff.
Yeah, what's going on here?
May see for yourself, say, sheriff.
George, that's bad. Mighty bad. Hmm. More Franks, huh?
He was the station agent here, was he not, sheriff?
Yeah, and he... Hey, what are you two doing here?
Hey. Cool kid.
Si, senor.
Somebody told me you was around here. What are you doing here?
We were on that special train, Sheriff, guarding the goal at the request of the railroad people.
How do you account for Mort getting murdered?
We do not account for it, Sheriff. There's no reason why we should. We arrived back here from looking at the torn-up rails only a moment ago.
Yeah, looking at the torn-up rails, huh?
See?
Guess you two better come along with me. We'll talk this over at my office.
One question, Sheriff.
Yeah, what is it?
Who was driving that stage that left here with the gold?
A fellow named Link McCann was driving it. But I don't know how that concerns you.
Link McCann.
Yeah.
Come, Pancho, quickly.
Wait a minute. I said you to come with me.
On the contrary, it'd be much better if you were to come with us, Sheriff.
I'll show you, Cisco.
Guys, Cisco, he drove the line.
I'm going to have to kick his feet off.
Hey. Oh, great.
My apologies to you, Sheriff. We will see you later. Come, Pancho, come quickly.
We never ride so fast as this, Cisco.
We must ride fast, Pancho. That hombre Link McCann is driving the stage on which Senor Blake is riding.
Find the thing that all right? No.
No, it's not all right, Pancho.
No?
They're sworn enemies, those two. Did you not hear what Senor Blake told us?
Si. He tells us the train that stopped at Cactus Flat.
No, no, that is not what I mean.
No?
He told us his family and the family of Link McCann had had a feud for years.
A feud? That's something to eat, Cisco?
It's not something to eat, Pancho.
No?
A feud is a small war between families. Follow me. Up this trail.
Yeah. See, see, see. This is not the trail the stage takes, Cisco.
I know that. Want to get to the top of the mountain before the stage gets there, Pancho.
See, see. Up the mountain, down the mountain.
Yeah, now we come out on the regular trail. Hold on, hold
on. Hold on, we come on the regular trail. Hold now, hold now.
Yeah.
Slow down, slow down.
I work for Senor Marston and the railroad, but I still feel responsible for that gold and for the life of Senor Blake.
Cisco think the Senor McCann steal the gold?
I do not know, Pancho.
Hmm?
But I do know he will kill Senor Blake if he has not already killed him.
Maybe Senor Blake killed Senor McCann.
He might not recognize McCann, not with that kerchief over his face.
Uh-huh.
That is what I'm afraid of, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
That Link McCann will kill him before he has a chance to recognize McCann and defend himself.
What we do here on the top of the mountain, Cisco?
Well, we'll take that hombre McCann by surprise, I hope.
Ah, by surprise.
First, let us see if the stage is passed here.
Pancho, I think this is a good place to wait, Cisco.
It's a very good place, amigo.
Hmm?
The stage is not passed yet. We'll change our plan away here. Of the hide behind those big boulders.
The big boulders?
Si. Uh-huh. This should be a good place. Trail is narrow here. Hold up,
Quiet, Loco, quiet now.
Look, Pancho.
What?
Down the mountain a short way. Stage is coming up. We are in plenty of time.
We fight, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. It is very likely that we will fight.
Hey, Link. Blake sure looks funny stumbling up this trail ahead of the stage. Man can't walk good with his hands tied behind his back. Hey, I thought we was taking this gold for ourselves.
We are.
Hey, there's a nice place up ahead where we could turn off this road onto another one that'll really get us into the back mountains where we can hide out.
I know that place. I was just thinking about it.
Ain't many folks hereabouts knows of that turn off. The mouth of it's all growed up to brush. And this road, you can't tell it's there unless you look mighty close.
You mean drive the stage in there?
Well, sure, why not?
How's the road once you get on it?
Well, it's good enough for a couple of miles. And we can take the gold and go on foot.
But what about Blake?
Yeah, shoot him down. Don't waste no time.
Suppose I could at that.
Better make up your mind soon. Link, we'll be at that turnoff as soon as we get through that narrow place just up ahead.
All right, Doc. That's what we'll do.
Four!
Now, let me get down off of here. Never could shoot straight. See this stage? Yeah. You, Blake, turn around.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to send you where I sent your brother.
Oh, you coward, you yellow belly. Just like the rest of your tribe. None of them dare to stand up and fight.
Go on, start to run. I'd like to see you run.
Oh, you weasel, I wouldn't run from you. Go ahead, draw your guns. I ain't up here to you. You're yellow.
All right, I will draw my gun.
That is all you will do.
Hey, watch it. The other one, Pancho.
Easy, go. Pancho, got him by the neck.
Now we will see. Hombre, no. About this business of shooting down defenseless.
Give him one for me, Cisco.
Yes, senor, that is what I will do right now.
Good, Cisco, one more.
It's a pleasure, senor.
Action. Don't hit me again.
Yellow belly. He don't even dare to stand up and fight.
Cisco, what do I do with this one?
Get up off me, you elephant.
What elephant?
Take his gun, Pancho, and let him up. Uh-huh. Do not let him get away.
Looks as if we got here just in time, boys.
You sure did, Sheriff. Grab them hombres. They was holding up the stage.
He's a lion, Sheriff.
Shut up.
Now, look, Sheriff, you deputized me. These hombres jumped us.
All right, boys. Take Cisco and Pancho.
Wait. McCann said we jumped the stage, Sheriff, to hold him up.
Yeah?
But there is the man who is in charge of the gold with his hands tied behind his back. Ask this hombre to explain that.
Well, he's one of them, Sheriff. We got him tied up first.
Yeah, from where? Down there on your back?
Yeah, it does sound kind of funny, Link.
It is funny, Sheriff. Too funny. And, Sheriff, here is the man who shot down the station agent.
For me? That's a lie, Sheriff. I didn't shoot Mort. Link did.
Shut up, you.
You see, Sheriff? And if you need any more proof, we will all ride back to where those rails were torn up. I will show you that the boots of these two hombres will just fit the boot marks in the earth.
Hey, somebody cut these ropes off of me.
Can't you do it, senor?
Guess we got a case against you, Link. Get up off the ground.
Make Cisco promise not to hit me again.
Do not worry, hombre. I do not like to fight with coyotes.
Maybe you don't, Cisco, but I do.
Hey, you. You knocked him out.
Si, Sheriff. Senor Blake did. This hombre McCann is just lucky Blake did not kill him. Pancho, Senor Blake, let us get this gold to Junction City.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Senor Blake stay with the railroad, no?
Si, I wrote to Senor Marston that I thought Senor Blake is one of the best men the railroad has.
Uh-huh.
He is honest and he has great courage.
Cisco, Senor Blake do some more of that feuding?
Oh, no, amigo. He will not.
No?
There's no one to feud with now that the McCann hombre has been sent to prison for the murder of the station agent.
Pancho not like that feud business. No feuds in Pancho's family.
Oh, that is good, Pancho.
Pancho get along with everybody in his family. And everybody get along with Pancho. And everybody happy, Cisco.
Well, that's as it should be, Chico.
Everybody happy except maybe my cousin in the law, Porfirio.
Is Porfirio not happy?
Pancho not know for sure, Cisco, but Pancho hear that his cousin in the law, Porfirio, just become the papa of a Chiquita. A little small señorita.
Oh, that is fine, Pancho.
See, but Pancho not know if Porfirio liked it.
Oh, of course he would like that, Pancho. What makes you think he would not?
Well, the last time Pancho goes to see Porfirio at his grocery store...
See?
Porfirio just put a sign in the window of the store.
Well, what has that got to do with his not wanting a baby girl, Pancho?
And it's kind of what the sign says, Cisco.
Well, what did the sign say?
It's a boy wanted.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. Okay, so that's going to be it for today. Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call me, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be an episode of Challenge of the Yukon, and we'll see you then. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.